In the Canadian border town of Stewartstown, Jackie Silly settles into a small office at the county nursing home. Across the table is Sue Collins, the Coos County Administrator, and the subject is a heavy one, property tax.
There's so many elderly who can't even afford to stay in their homes anymore because they can't afford the property tax.
Collins says the state needs to raise more revenue.
My question to you would be, how can New Hampshire do better on behalf of those who are needy?
That's the same question raised earlier in the day in Colebrook, where Silly was touring the Indian Stream Health Center, and she meets Dr. John Fothergill. The last syllables of the glad to meet you pleasantries are still echoing when Fothergill asks,
"You going to take the pledge?"
No.
No?
No.
Good for you.
Said for the moment I stepped out I wasn't taking the pledge and have no intention of it.
The pledge, of course, is the promise to oppose a general sales or income tax. Silly says she's not advocating a state income tax, but she doesn't want to rule anything out.
I have a vision for this state that's based on investments in the key areas of education, transportation, and communication infrastructure, and a healthy environment, those things that I talked about that will bring businesses here and that will create jobs. And it is based on a willingness to consider all of the tools in the toolbox and not do it on wishful thinking.
The refusal to take the pledge is shaping up as a key element of Silly's campaign, but another may be her background. She was born in Berlin and made sure North Country residents knew it.
Very much a factory girl. My grandfather worked for the Brown Paper Mill Company. My father drove a logging truck for them. So that meant he was unemployed for about half the time. And so about half my family hadn't had an opportunity to finish high school.
But it's been decades since Silly lived there. She now lives in Barrington. After leaving Berlin, she went ahead to get a master's in business administration from UNH and to teach there in addition to running her own business. She's spending a considerable amount of time, 5 days, talking to people in northern Grafton and Coos, clearly seeking a connection she hopes will help her win the September 11th primary. Silly's been in politics for a while. She served terms in the House and the Senate. She routinely tells those with whom she meets she's appalled by what's happening in the Capitol now.
And what we see in Concord right now are extremists that have so damaged our state and its competitive positioning that it astounds me.
That includes cuts to education and social programs, including drug and alcohol prevention.
All of those things are, in my mind, an immoral approach to governing and to meeting the priorities of this state.
Silly takes a hard line on statehouse politics, but when it comes to the proposed Northern Pass project, she's leaving herself a little room. It's an important issue in the North Country, and one farmers Cindy Liu and John Amy want her to address when she visits Pittsburgh. They settle into the dining room of an 1858 farmhouse, eat strawberries and sliced apples. The Amys are against the hydroelectric project, which would erect towers within sight of their land. Silly responds,
"We don't trade our land to a for-profit company. We don't trade our skyscape. We don't trade our tourism jobs, some of which go back generations, to a for-profit company."
But then, Silly says construction workers could use the jobs, and she's not ruling out burying the lines. However, she says, New Hampshire has to have something to gain.
I don't think we're a conduit from one place to another for anybody.
One of the bodies that must approve Northern Pass is the State Site Evaluation Committee. Technically, the governor doesn't control that committee. But earlier in the day, sitting in a cafe in Colebrook, Silly says if she was governor,
I think I would urge the Site Evaluation Committee to not approve a plan that included towers that interfered with the scenic beauty of our state.
By late afternoon, it's time for Silly to move along.
I think you're the first gubernatorial candidate that's ever come to my home.
I'd come again, John.
She's headed back on the campaign trail. She's got 3 more days to go in the North Country. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.